And the Halloween season is extra spooky in Baltimore. That's Edgar Allan Poe's adopted city. It celebrates with readings of his scary stories, and a toast to Poe is offered at his graveside. This year, the Baltimore Museum of Art offers an exhibit of artwork inspired by Poe's writing. That includes paintings by Matisse and Manet, among others. NPR's Felix Contreras met up with school kids as they toured the exhibit and came face to face with terror.
12-year-old Jake Reister is leading his 8th-grade classmates from Jemison Middle School on a hunt for a painting he's sure he saw.
No, there was a Fall of the House of Usher. I remember seeing Usher.
Edgar Allan Poe's creepy story of mental illness and death is just one of the many the class has read. And as they roam the museum, they're finding familiar ravens, monsters, and other mysterious creatures.
I like the ones by the Black Cat because that was my favorite story that we read.
14-year-old Jack Levy is standing in front of a painting of Poe's gory tale of the guy who killed. Well, let's just say it didn't end well for the cat or the guy's wife. Nearby is 13-year-old William Purnell, who's intrigued by a spooky detail.
I thought it was funny how the artist who drew the Black Cat drew at the end how the cat was sitting on the corpse head.
The curator of the show is Doreen Bolger, the director of the Baltimore Museum of Art.
It was just what I dreamed would happen when I started working on this exhibit.
One of the goals of the show was to give these kids exposure to gore and terror, not by way of video games and slasher films, but art and literature.
The kids who were here from the Jemison School today were incredible, particularly in their discussion, I think, of Monster, that really scary-looking Robert Motherwell with the black abstract thing with an open mouth. You know, it's scary.
Okay, quick. Think of Poe's story, The Pit and the Pendulum. Now try to visualize the look on the face of the prisoner tied to the table with the large blade swinging back and forth, inching toward him. What did he look like, and how big was that blade? 14-year-old Sean Cristiano recognizes the emotion in the face of the prisoner as depicted by French painter Alphonse Le Gros.
Fear, like craziness, like he's looking down, like looking away, but you can see how his eyes are kind of like looking back up, like he's like just really desperate to get out of the chains and ropes and stuff.
After a couple of hours of staring at terror, madness, and obsession, the three themes of the show, it was time for lunch at the Museum Cafe. And remember Jake Reister's hunt for the painting of the House of Usher? He never did find it. The picture he thought he saw was painted in his imagination by the frighteningly vivid writing of Edgar Allan Poe. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
And you can get a look at some of the shiver-inducing paintings on display at the Baltimore Museum of Art at our website, npr.org.
On this Halloween Eve, it's Morning Edition from NPR News, produced by Tracy Wall and Caratello. Our senior producers include Cindy Carpian, Barry Gordimer, Neva Grant, Tom Bullock, and Jim Wildman.
National desk producers include Amy Walters here at NPR West. Nishant Dahiya produces from Baghdad. The executive producer of Morning Edition is Madalika Sika. Our executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonnell. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.